Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. It's Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
And a very good Thursday night. It's Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9, wrapping up the regular season on the road in conference play against the Thayer Bobcats. Liberty has not beat the Thayer Bobcats in the last 22 meetings. So Liberty is looking to improve to 24-2. Bobcats come in tonight at 12-11. They're looking to improve to 13-11. Liberty 6-0 in conference. Bobcats 4-2. Conference is done. Liberty is the SCA champion. Starting for the Thayer Bobcats, Riley White, Heath Combs, Hollis Deckard, Jaden Belcher, and Hunter Trinkler. Liberty will have the usual suspects: Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Paxton Hunter, Drayton Well. Tip's going to be controlled by the Bobcats in the backcourt. They work it to Hunter Trinkler as we get this underway. Three from the corner, good. And that's Hollis Deckard. Bobcats are on the board. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowney. High school basketball on the Fox. Liberty brings it down the floor, and Alex to Parker, off to Carter. Carter brings it back off to Alex Toon. Liberty feeds it back off to Parker. Parker picked up out top by Heath Combs. Parker's going to drive in. The fadeaway comes off the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound, tipped by Wells. Wells on the baseline, rolls it over to Carter Ellett. Carter Ellett in the paint, zips it inside, and it's dunked by Drayton Wells. Signed to sort.
Yep. Kind of lost it on his way up, but he did break the rim down, so we're going to classify it as a dunk.
Bobcats lose the ball out of bounds, and it'll be Liberty basketball. 3-2, Bobcats. Again, Deckard hit that three in the corner. Just under 7 minutes to go here in the first. Earlier, the Lady Liberty Eagles played hard, but they fall to the Lady Bobcats 58-48. But the Liberty JV boys won 58-50, and they finish the regular season 15-2. Here's a three by Parker Toon. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Carter Ellett. Ellett, trap.
Now we're going to get a foul.
Oh, we're going to get a foul. Okay. 21, Hollis Deckard.
Hollis Deckard on that.
Carter will inbound on Liberty's baseline. Liberty stacks it. Missed it to Wells. A deep three by Alex Toon is good. 5-3. Liberty. Bobcats with the basketball. Deckard hands it off to Combs. Combs works it to the other side to Trinkler. Hollis Deckard catches. He tosses it into the corner. Three put up, no good. Rebound, put back, no good. But a foul, and Riley White will shoot two. Foul's going to be on Carter Ellett. His first free throws. First one spins around the cylinder and kicks out. Beautiful day today.
It sure was.
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
Second one's no good, rims out. Rebound, Wells. Wells gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon out top. Another deep three. Boom! Count it. 8-3, Liberty. There at the other end. At the wing, bringing it out. Combs. Combs will spin it over to Deckard. Deckard with a three. That's up, no good. Tip out of bounds. Liberty basketball.
Packed house here tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, senior night.
Senior night. Both girls and boys played.
Yep. Alex Toon catches the inbound. He's going to be picked up by Hollis Deckard. Works it to Parker. Parker at the wing, puts it on the floor, zips it to Carter Ellis, who's going to shoot the three, and that's an air ball caught by Heath Gomes. Gomes pitches it over to Trinkler. Trinkler tosses it into the corner. Now baseline run. Steps through, up and in.
For Belcher?
Yep, Jaden Belcher. Has a nice move. 8-5 Liberty. Alex Toon starts the offense with Paxton Hunter. Hunter brings it out top. High post. Parker Toon, turnaround jumper goes up. No good. Out of bounds. And it's going to be Bobcat basketball. Bobcats with a chance to tie it up. 4:52 to go in the first. They trail 8-5. Trinkler. He'll start the offense. Bobcats in the white, trimmed out in green. Liberty in the red, trimmed out in the navy blue. Liberty had a nice homestand, 5 home games in a row. Here's a one-hand floater off the rim, no good. Picked up by Ellis. Carter gets it to Alex. Alex at the wing, goes baseline, brings it out top to Parker. Parker keeps the dribble, spins, goes up and in. Tough shot. Very tough. 10-5, 4:19 to go in the first. Deckard starts it with Belcher. Back to Deckard at the wing. Belcher, deep three. Boom, count it. 5 points now for Belcher. 10-8, Liberty. Alex Toon with the ball, just under 4 minutes to go in the first. Parker Toon catches. He'll use the dribble, flip it over to Paxton Hunter. Paxton's going to shoot a three. That's good. 13-8. Belcher leans in, puts one up for two more.
Tough shot.
He's got 7 now. 13-10, Liberty. Alex Toon starts it with Hunter. Paxton puts it on the floor at the free throw line. Goes in, blocks from behind, and it's going to be a takeaway. Belcher with the takeaway. There, Bobcat the other end. Belcher for three. It's good. Jaden Belcher with 10 here in the first, and we're tied up at 13.
Got Blaine Altramat coming off the bench here, getting ready to check in.
Alex Toon will shift over to the right side. Gets it to Paxton at the wing. Back to Alex. Deep three. Up no good from the volleyball line. Belcher with the rebound. Belcher finds Trinkler. Trinkler gets it into the corner to Combs. That shot up no good. He'll shoot two.
Going to get Creighton Wells on that.
That's Drayton's first foul. 2:35 to go. Tied up at 13.
That's what Thayer wants to do. They want to attack Drayton, try to get
him in foul trouble.
Get some fouls called on him early here.
Paxton Hunter comes out, and Blaine Altramat checks in. Heath Combs, second free throw. Hits the rim, no good. Bobcats with the rebound. Put back, no good. Oh, Ellis gets hammered. And that's going to be
Heath Combs on that.
We've done so many home games, I'm used to having Liberty on the left side of my scorebook. Ellett will bounce it in to Alex Toon. Bobcats by one, 14-13.
They're in a 1-3-1 right now.
Going to try and push Liberty's offense out a little further. Parker Toon catches at the wing, brings it out top. It's Carter Ellett. Oh, wow.
Oh,
that was not
a rough shot there.
Yep, Drayton Wells from 15 feet. That's a walk.
They're going to call a foul. We're going to get Blaine.
Yep. Blaine Altramat. Yep. Team foul number 3. Bobcat basketball on their baseline. Into the ball game, number 4, Nicholson. Shot put up no good. Rebound taken by the Bobcat. Put back no good. Carter Ellett with the rebound. He gets it to Alex Toon. In the corner, Blaine Altramat for 3. That's off the rim, no good. Wells with the rebound. He tosses it to Parker, too. Parker hits the three. 16-14. 1:40 to go in the first. Out top, Belcher runs one in for two more. 12 points.
I was going to say, Belcher's having a whale of a night already.
He's got 12 of the Bobcat 16. Parker Toon for three more is good.
Parker Toon coming alive in the last half of this season.
Taking, been more of a scoring threat. Another scoop shot good for Belcher. 19-18. Liberty. 55 seconds to go in the first. Alex Toon behind the volleyball line. Blaine off the mat. He'll pop out top. He'll catch. Belcher's going to guard him. Parker Toon at the baseline, guarded by Nicholson. Kicks it out to Altermat. Shoots the three. That's no good. Rebound taken by Nicholson. At the wing. Back out top. Trinkler.
At the wall.
And we got... That's going to be team foul number four on Liberty.
Claire gets bailed out right there.
And Kristen Horton's going to check in. Foul. Yep. Parker is first. 14 fouls for Liberty. Two for the Bobcats. And Liberty gets the steal. Parker Toon on the breakaway. Goes up and in for two more. 10 points for Parker here in the first. 13 seconds. Here's a wide open three. In and out. No good. Altermat with the rebound. Gets it to Paxton Hunter down to 6 seconds. Paxton, Altermat for three more. It's good. At the buzzer. And the Eagles go up at the end of one, 24-18. We'll take a break. Come right back. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City!
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Welcome back. 24-18 after one, Liberty. And it will be Liberty basketball to start the second. So you got Alex Toon and Parker Toon, Paxton Hunter, Drayton Wells, and Blaine Altermat. Altermat catches at the wing. He uses the dribble to return it to Alex Paxton. Liberty playing the four out, using Parker down low. Parker on the baseline, feeds it inside, and Liberty turns it over. Kicks it into the corner. Here's a three by the Bobcats. Up, no good. Belcher with the rebound. Put back. Wells picked up two. I didn't see any contact.
I didn't either.
So Drayton with
two. That's going to be his second.
7:28 to go in the first half. At the line, Jaden Belcher makes the first one. Jaden is a freshman,
is that right?
Or
sophomore.
Sophomore. Second one is good. He makes them both. 24-20. Belcher now with 16 in the game. Getting it done from all over on the floor. Alex Toon works it out top. Gets it to Parker. Parker from the free throw line. Bounced it inside to Wells. Up and in. And the foul.
Good interior pass there by Parker Toon.
Yeah, Belcher picked up his first. Drayton for a chance for an old-fashioned three is good. 27-20. 7:07 to go in the first half. And it's Boyce into the ballgame, number 12. He's going to shoot a three, left all alone, and drains it. Liberty kind of cheated off defensively and kind of doubled Belcher and left Boyce all alone. Alter Matt gets it across to Parker. Parker for three more off the rim, and the rebound taken by Boyce. Trinkler. Here's Belcher for three. That's off the mark, a little long. Alter Matt with the rebound. Parker Toon goes up, and he's fouled. That's going to be two on Belcher. Belcher picks up his second. So now Belcher with two, as well as Drayton Wells with two. Parker Toon shooting a couple. 27-23 here in the second. First one's no good. Firm rim. You know,
I mean, historically, this is not a good shooting gym. I mean, for Liberty. I mean, you don't see... We've escaped out of here with some wins over the years.
Yeah.
But
not in the last 22
times. Not in the last 22 games.
Second free throw is good.
Not since 2015.
Yeah. Liberty, last time Liberty beat Sarah Bobcats, Rob Brown was coach, and beat him in the conference, and then Thayer in 2016 in the district beat Liberty, and then they've won 21 times after that. Tip basketball by Blaine Alterman. Bobcats will inbound. Dominic Boyce will toss it in. Boyce brings it to Decker. Back out top to White. Decker at the free throw line. Throws it into the corner. Here's a three. Good. Tristan Horton with the tray. And there's a steal by Liberty. Take it away. Drive. Layup. Good. For Boyce. Alex telegraphed that.
He did.
28-28, just like that.
A little 5-0 run here by Thayer.
Yep. Alex Toon blessing Alterman. Alex Toon out top. Carter Ellett catches. Carter turns it over. Big man dribbling out top. Gets it too far away.
Ooh,
offensive charge. And that's going to be on Trinkler, his first. So Paxton Hunter comes out. And, well, no. Yeah, and Parker Toon comes back out on the floor. Ellett feeds it to Parker. Parker goes up, can't get it to go. Put back by Wells, no good. Goes back up,
fouled.
And he's fouled. So Drayton Wells to the line to shoot two. Foul is on number 12, Dominic Boyce. That's their fourth team foul here in the second. First one is good for Drayton.
Liberty kind of needs to put some distance between them and Thayer right now while Belcher's on the bench in foul trouble.
Yeah. Second one is good. And Drayton comes to the bench. Paxton Hunter comes back out on the floor. So you got Hunter, Ellett, Altermat, Toon, and Toon. Decker's out top, picks the dribble up, and is able to pitch it over to White. White dishes it over to Boyce. And it's a loose ball, but picked back up by Boyce. Takes it up, misses the scoop shot. Taken away by Parker Toon. Drive in, shot up, no good, and a foul on Parker.
That's his second. Parker kind of thought he was fouled.
I think he thought he was.
Parker got the rebound. No call, gets the ball knocked out. And then gets the foul on the flip side.
Riley White with a couple. First one's no good. 30-28 is where we're at on the scoreboard. Liberty, 4:34 to go on the clock. Second free throw is good.
30-29.
Liberty with the basketball.
4:30 left to go in the first half.
Alex Toon gets a screen from Paxton, throws it into the corner. Back out to Parker. Parker loses the basketball. Turnover by the Eagles. There's a spin, a drive, shot put up, no good. Altermat with the rebound, gets it to Parker. Parker's got Alex at the corner. Parker takes all the way in, misses the shot front of the rim, picked up by Dominic Boyce.
Yeah, there should have been a foul call right there.
3:53 to go in the half. Eagles and the Bobcats. Eagles with the lead. In the corner, tip out of bounds, Liberty basketball. Eagles, offensively, they're not respecting the defense up there, and they're just kind of doing things lackadaisical a little bit.
Yeah, they're just trying to force a lot of things that could move.
Alex drives in, can't get it to go, but we got a foul. Oh, they're going to call. Oh, he hit the foul.
Yep.
Bucket counts, so Alex gets two. Can't slap the backboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really pushed
that hard just in like the last half of the season.
Well, the start this year, that was one thing.
But we saw it early.
Yeah.
And it wasn't called. And then they really kind of buckled down here the last half of the season.
32-29 Liberty. Bobcats with the ball. Deckard makes the move, pulls up from 10 feet. Off the rim. No good tip. Bobcat gets the ball back to Deckard. Deckard shot fake, kicks it out. Here's a three, up and in for Horton, his second three. Tied it up at 32. Liberty brings it down the floor. Alex Toon shifts over to the right, into the corner. Carter Ellis. Alex Toon, a deep three, hits the rim, no good. Liberty taking some of those deep three shots. 32-32. Bobcats with a chance to take the lead right here. They'll work it to the corner to Boyce. Boyce spins off the defense. They bring it back out top. Deckard into the corner. Now baseline drive. Kick out. Here's another open three. Good! Three in a row for Horton. And the Bobcats are up by three. 35-32. Liberty with the basketball. Parker Toon answers right back. 35-35, 2:05 to go in the half. Deckard, high post to Boyce. Block shot picked up by Carter Ellis. Carter feeds it inside to Paxton. It won't fall. Rebound taken by White. Deckard, Horton, loose ball. Horton picks it back up into the corner to Boyce. Deckard, scoop shot, two, count it.
Good move there by Deckard. Kind of an up and under to get, kind of got Wells up on his toes, and he was able to get underneath him.
1:27 to go, 37-35. Bobcat, Parker Toon has his shot blocked, and now a foul, and that's going to be on Paxton Hunter, his first. Team foul number three, 1:20 to go. Bobcats with a chance to stretch it out. 37-35. Ellis comes out, and Cooper Holden checks in. Horton to Deckard. Bounce pass over to Boyce. Back out top now. Trinkler into the corner. Now they get it inside. Skip pass across. Here's a three. Off the rim. No good. Cooper Holden with the rebound. Cooper pitches it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter's going to drive in and up for two. 37.
Paxton says, you don't want to guard me? I'll take it to the rim.
37-37. Trinkler brings it into the corner to White. Back out to Trinkler. Off to Horton. Horton backs up behind the volleyball line. 35 seconds to go. Deckard catches at the wing. He's deep. Picked up by Paxton Hunter. Loose ball and a turnover. Alex Toon goes up. Can't get it to fall. Fifth in.
Back by Parker. Good follow there by Parker Toon.
39-37 Liberty. 13 seconds to go in the half. Bobcats with the basketball. Three will give them a lead. Two will tie it. And a blocking foul on Alex Toon. That's team foul number four. That's okay. 7 seconds to go. See what kind of set play Coach Matt Pitts will draw up for his Bobcats with 7 seconds to go in the half. They toss it into the backcourt. That helps Liberty right there. Trickler is going to drive in. Pull up. It's blocked. And Liberty comes up with it. Parker Toon throws one up at three-quarter court. No good. So after one half, Liberty leads the Bobcats 39-37. We'll take a break. We'll come back with first half stats at Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor. Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
All right, welcome back. Liberty leads at the half, 39-37. Going through the scoring for the Thayer Bobcats, Kipton Horton's got nine, three threes. They all get the second. Riley White with one. Heath Combs has one. Dominic Boyce with five. Hollis Deckard with five. And Jaden Belcher with 16. For Liberty, Parker Toon has 16. Alex Toon with eight. Paxton Hunter with five, Blaine Altermat with three, and Drayton Wells with seven. Turnovers,
I've got Liberty at five turnovers, Thayer at four. But, you know, this first half, our post play has been non-existent. I mean, we haven't, you know, we've stayed everything. Our whole offense has been on the outside. How many threes have we shot? We have shot 14.
So we're on pace.
Seven of 14 from the three line,
which isn't bad.
It's not bad. And they're 7 of 12. I mean, they got hot right there in that second quarter run. But you know, Liberty's we've been inside one time.
No, we've not run a high low.
We've not run a high low set. You know, the post play, you know, anything that the post guys have got, you know, in the scorebook, there's just been offensive rebounds with putbacks. And,
yeah.
You know, I think for Liberty to kind of really pull away in the second half, you've got to get Drayton Wells, you've got to get Paxton Hunter, you got to get Parker Toon involved inside.
Yeah, well, when Liberty, you know, when they play the inside game, either off the high-low set or the penetration. That really is what gets teams, you know, really out of sorts. But, Thayer you know, they play 2-3 zone. Liberty's seen a lot of 2-3 zone this year. Everybody plays 2-3 zones. But the Bobcats, they've kind of, you know, they're the master of it.
Yeah.
They start, well, you know, Cliff Hawkins back in the day, he was 2-3 in the matchup zone. And you know, the Bobcats, they play it very well. And Liberty's trying to get it in, but, you know, you've got players that they dribble the ball okay, but in tight quarters, you know, it's a different dribble.
Yeah.
It's a different, you know.
Well, you got to keep it low. I mean,
yeah.
You've got hands swiping. I mean, every step that you take, you're going to have two or three defender hands swiping.
Well, and the Bobcats, how they play, if you'll watch, what the Bobcats do different than everybody else in their 3-2 defense is they're taught to swipe at the ball low.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to take it away up high. That's where you get the fouls and stuff. You try to steal the ball on the bottom side. You know, for those that played, I think you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, as the ball's bouncing low.
Yeah.
Where it's not so high and obvious. But I mean, you know, Liberty's been, in this first half, been pretty content to stay outside. And,
yeah, they have.
Shoot the outside ball. But I think this second half, you know, if our inside presence gets going,
yeah,
I look for good things to happen for
the
Liberty.
Well, and, you know, a person can look at it as well as, well, do we throw it? I mean, you play the game to win. I'm not, you know, don't take it any other way that we play the game to win. But do you show your hand?
I do.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, I mean,
it's me.
But, you know, I'm still in the thing. You win it, win it.
Yeah, and I think that's what Liberty's, that's what they're going after. And, I mean, they're up 39-37. It's what they're doing. It's not that it's not working.
Right.
So, you know, but, you know, we'll see what Coach Pitt, what type of adjustments will he make? You know,
yeah.
Is Pitt's going in the locker room going, look, guys, we're going to have to extend our defense.
And I do think that's about as good as Thayer can play, what we saw there in that first half. So,
yeah.
Hopefully Liberty can kind of, because, I mean, they're getting contributions from kids that don't normally contribute that much.
Yeah.
So, you know, I look for a different kind of style here in the second half.
All right, it's coming up here in just a bit. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the second half right here on the Fox 96.9.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something. Where you always get the best price. And get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Our city.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and Part City Auto Parts. Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $32.99. Limits apply. Choose Syntec at Part City Auto Parts.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City!
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
Welcome back as we get ready for the second half. Liberty Eagles and the Thayer Bobcats. Liberty leads 39-37. A lot of basketball left to be played, though. Eagles trying to improve to a, as far as I know, and I've got a pretty good grip on the situation, but I'm not going to say for 100%, but Liberty could have the all-time regular season record with wins here.
We got another half, though.
Another half. That is correct.
Thayer gets the ball coming out in the second half.
Working it out.
I was going to say, Belcher back on the floor. Got Paxton Hunter guarding him.
Kind of a little rotating there.
Yeah, it's kind of a little boxing one going on.
Deckard off to White. Here's a jumper. No good. Wells with the rebound. Outlet to Parker, too. Parker stutter steps, takes it in, goes up. No good. He's fouled. He'll shoot two. Then on Hunter Trinkler, maybe 24?
Number 10.
Riley White. Parker Toon shooting two. First one is good. Parker now with 17 points in the game. Second free throw is up, and it's good. He makes them both. 41-37, Liberty. Bobcats with the basketball. Out top, Trinkler. Screen set by Belcher. Now he peels off of it, catches it at the wing. Paxton Hunter out on him. High post, little give and go, blocked, but picked up by Belcher. Looks to take it back in, throws it out top, and Bobcats will reset. Deckard at the elbow, takes it in, scoop shot, no good, loose ball, and it's going to be picked up by the Bobcats. Blocked, out of bounds. White put one up. Wells knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with Thayer. 6:46 to go in the third, 41-37, Liberty. Belcher, shot fake, scoop shot, good. Belcher. 18 now for Belcher. Alex Toon out top. Parker Toon at the wing, back to Alex. Liberty's spacing right now. Something's off.
Yeah.
Carter gets it to Paxton. Paxton back out to Alex, off to Parker. Parker, shot fake. Looks to drive in, spins, hands it to Wells in the corner. Wells turns it over, tips basketball. Parker gets it, and he's going to attack the basket. Goes up and can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound, and now we got it. Oh, wow. Quick jump ball right there. Liberty's going to, they keep possession. Ellett on the baseline. Gets it to Paxton Hunter, who puts it up and in.
7 points for Paxton, 43-39. 5:50 to go.
Bobcats are going to have some runs left in them. Belcher looks to drive, pulls up from the elbow. Count it.
He's a 6'5 sophomore.
Yeah, got nice touch, good shot, handles the basketball. He's going to be a problem next couple of years. Ellett back out to Alex. Alex feeds it to Parker, skips it back across to Ellett. High post. Paxton back out to Parker for three. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Trinkler. Trinkler spins it over to Combs. Combs gets it to Belcher. Belcher brings it out top. And he'll reverse it over to Deckard. Deckard back to Combs. White now at the free throw line. Gets it to Belcher. Belcher with the jump shot. Goes up, no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker at the wing. Looks to go inside. Makes a spin move. Goes up. He's fouled. He'll shoot two.
I think they're going to get Trinkler on that one.
Be his second if it is.
Yep.
Yep. Well, we're seeing Liberty attack the rim.
Yeah.
Here in the third, more than the first half. Parker makes the first one. And checking back in is Horton. Horton comes in for Combs. Horton had three threes. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Parker Toon makes them both. 45-41. 4:46 to go. Bobcats with the basketball, a little give and go. Trinkler with the run jumper is good. That's his first bucket of the game. 45-43 inside. Paxton Hunter goes up, can't get it to go. Tip. And last touch by Liberty.
Yeah, when Liberty gets it that deep, you got to cash in on those.
Yeah. Bobcat, Deckard, Trinkler. Back to Deckard. Deckard gets it off to Belcher. Belcher from the free throw line goes up, no good. And Wells gets the rebound. Wells to Parker, too. Parker right in the middle of the floor. Spins off two, goes up with the floater. 47-43 Liberty. Deckard brings it down for the Bobcat. Good ball movement by Thayer. Now they get it down on the baseline to Belcher. Belcher brings it back out to Trinkler. Trinkler over to Deckard. Deckard spins it to Horton. Horton right back to Deckard. Deckard with the one-hand floater. No good. Wells gets the rebound. Hands it to Parker, too. Parker pitches it over to Alex. Alex to Carter. Carter for three, in and out, no good. Belcher with the rebound. Belcher outlet to Deckard. Deckard finds Horton. Horton brings it back to Deckard. Skip pass across to Trinkler for three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken by White. White gets it back to Trinkler. Trinkler goes in. Oh, a late whistle. That's going to be on Wells, his third, and that will put Trinkler at the line. Shooting two. Hunter Trinkler hits the first one.
They're doing a great job on the offensive glass.
Yeah.
I mean, they're crashing the boards hard.
Wells and Hunter come out. Holden and Altermat will check in. Second free throw for Hunter Trinkler. It's up. And it's no good. And another rebound for the Bobcat. Misses the putback. Ellett pulls it down and gets it to Alex, too. Altermat.
Well, it's kind of getting in that speed-up feel, you know, that we've talked about.
Ellett for three. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound taken by J.D. Belcher. Horton takes one up. It's no good. Altermat with the rebound. Altermat out to Alex Toon. 2:43 to go. 47-44 Liberty.
See Coach Arrow the last two trips telling him to slow it down. Get in your offensive set.
Alex Toon behind the volleyball line. High post to Holden. Holden hands it back off to Alex Toon. Alex Toon has his pocket picked. And the breakaway, goes up. Won't crawl. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker. And he has his pocket picked. Again, he wanted a foul. No call. Deckard out top. Deckard with the drive. Scoop shot. No good. Holden with the rebound. Gets it to Alex Toon.
Man, there's been a flurry back and forth, and nobody scored.
Carter Ellett catches.
There.
Gets it inside to Holden. Oh! And there's Cooper Holden for two.
You got to score when you catch it there.
You got to. You had no choice. 49-44 Liberty. And the drive. Oh, and they're going to count the bucket.
Like, if you're going to call the continuation and count the bucket, I get it. But be consistent with it.
Yeah. Hunter Trinkler back at the line. Shooting two. Foul was on Carter Ellett, his second. And the old-fashioned three is good. Seconds to go. Two-point ball game, 49-47, Liberty. Cooper Holden, Carter Ellett, Parker Toon, back out to Ellett, back to Parker. Parker goes in, the floater, no good, and the rebound taken by Belcher. Bounce pass, Belcher feeds it to Trinkler for two, and we're tied up, 49-49. 60 seconds to go in the third. Ellett back to Alex. Carter goes high post to Parker. Cooper feeds it to Alex. Alex Toon back out top to Parker Toon. 40 seconds to go. Tie ball game. Final seconds of the third. Altermat. Will catch. He'll hand it right back to Parker. Back to Altermat for three, and it's good. 52-49, 23 seconds to go in the third. Nicholson to Horton. Horton out top. Horton will bring it out top to Belcher. Belcher works against Parker too. Gives it up. Here's a drive by Boyce. Up and in. Count it. 52-51. Shot thrown up at the buzzer, no good. So the Eagles have the lead after three, 52-51, but we've got eight more minutes of regulation to go. We'll be back. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
The Ozark Self-Care team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozark Self-Care has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Welcome back. Bobcat get the basketball to start. And attacking the basket, Trinkler, he gets the bucket and the foul.
We're going to get Paxton Hunter on that one. That's going to be his second.
So an old-fashioned three attempt. Bobcats up by one, 53-52. And the old-fashioned three is good. Bobcats by two. Eagles with the basketball. Alex, Parker, Paxton, Blaine, and Drayton on the floor for the Eagles. Parker gets it to Paxton. Liberty, they're attacking the passing lane. Paxton Hunter looks to get by his man, goes up and in for two. Tough shot. Paxton cashes in. He's got nine in the game. Ties it up at 54. Hunter Trinkler feeds it right back, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bobcats. Bobcats will inbound. It'll be Carter Nicholson. Nicholson throws it out top. Here's the three. It's up. No good. Wells with the rebound. Pitches it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon looks for a lane. Drives. Goes up. Can't get it to go. A lot of contact. A
lot of contact.
Letting them play. At the other end, Bobcats in the corner to Horton. Horton brings it out. Horton goes off to Boyce. And, not a lot of contact. No call. Let him go. Belcher with the drive. Oh, a little shiver. And two more for Jaden Belcher. 16 in the first half. He's got six in the second half. Bobcats, though, with the lead. 56-54. 6:22 to go in regulation. Parker Toon, Alex Toon. Paxton Hunter with the drive. Oh, tried to throw it over in the corner to Altermat, but it hit the rim. Another turnover by the Eagles. Bobcats can stretch it out with 5:57 to go in regulation. Bobcats with the basketball and the lead. Trinkler, floater goes up, no good. A whole lot of contact. Letting them bounce off one another. Parker Toon, Blaine Altermat for three, hits the rim. Rebound goes to Belcher. Trinkler feeds it to Nicholson. Nicholson back to Belcher, off to Horton. Trinkler throws it into the corner to Belcher. Belcher works against Parker Toon. Baseline jumper in and out, no good. Altermat with the rebound. Altermat finds Alex Toon. Alex Toon. Parker Toon, 4-3. Off the rim, no good. Another rebound, Belcher. Liberty shot four consecutive threes. None of them have cashed in. 5:04 to go in the fourth. 56-54 Bobcats. We'll take a break. Come right back. It's Eagle basketball on 96.9 The Fox.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
How much time we got? Hey, Dylan.
When it comes to guns and ammo, some folks pay more than they should. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who shop at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. They know where to find great deals on firearms, ammo, and accessories. At Ozark Trading Post, you'll get quality gear at smarter prices every single day. So, save big, shop smart, stay local. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan. Townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
And welcome back. Bobcats with the basketball underneath. Belcher, two more. Bobcats now lead 60-54, two-possession game, halfway through the fourth. Eagles, just, they're having trouble penetrating the zone,
and they're getting that rebounded.
Yeah. Well, they're shooting threes because they're playing the five out.
Good there.
Wells stops the bleeding. Liberty scores another bucket, and it's a four-point ball game. Liberty been outscored 9-4 here in the fourth. Bobcats, though, you know, now they'll get into their spread offense. There's a three, no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Alex Toon, oh, he's going to shoot a quick three. Off the rim, no good. Ah, and there's a breakaway for the Bobcats. Drive and loose ball, and then it goes off the foot of Drayton Wells. Liberty with a turnover. Liberty, again, shooting lots of threes.
Yep,
lots and lots of threes. They're scared of that Bobcat zone. Attacking it. Out top. Horton for the Bobcats. Bobcat, oh, there's a loose basketball. Liberty almost gets a steal, but Bobcats, again, they run it down. Bobcats are going to spread it out. You know what's coming. Here's a three from the corner. Got it. Carter Nicholson. And it's 63-56, Bobcats. Parker Toon with the drive. Dishes it. Drayton Wells misses the shot, but puts the put back in. 5-point ball game. Eagles need to D up, get a stop, get a bucket. But the Bobcats now, they get into that spread weave almost. They get it inside just like that and get an easy chipper.
Yeah, they go into that outside stall.
Yeah.
That weave stall, and then Liberty goes to sleep on the defense.
Another feed inside, two more for Drayton Wells. 2:08 to go, 65-60. Bobcats, we'll take a break, come right back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. 65-60. Liberty still attacking the three-point line on offense. I mean, post points, Bobcats have just denied Liberty the post points tonight.
Yeah, they just denying the passing lanes.
Drayton's got 13.
Six of them have come in the last three trips.
Yeah. That's the only – he's got 8 points in the paint. And Paxton Hunter's got four. Bobcat basketball, they're up by five.
2:08 left.
Eagles out top. And Bobcat throw
it
away.
It over.
Liberty showed a little full court trap. That's going to get Hollis Deckard back into the ballgame. Horton comes out. Also coming back in, Riley White. So all the starters are on the floor for the Bobcats. Axton Hunter still on the bench for Liberty. And Altermat on the floor. Drayton Wells. Carter Ellett for three. Good. That's Carter's first bucket of the game, and it's a two-point game, 65-63.
1:46 left.
Well, we'll keep it here on this timeout.
I'm going to say it's just a 30-second.
You know, next week, district starts. The girls will play on Monday. The boys play on Tuesday. Liberty boys get a first-round bye. They won't play till Thursday, and they'll wait the winner of Licking Houston. The Bobcats will play Tuesday. They'll play the Kabul Bulldogs. Willow Springs will await the winner of that game. The championship game will be played on Saturday. And the boys' district tournament is at Kabul. The girls' district tournament is at Houston. And just let the record be known, I do not like having two separate locations. Makes it easier to cover everything, you know, when it's all in one spot. Bobcat basketball. And it's Deckard with it. Deckard brings it to Horton. Bobcat spread it out. There's, you know, number 12 is going to shoot a layup because there's going to be a foul. That's going to be on Carter Ellett, his third. Team foul number one, or number two. No, number two. Yeah, number two. Or third. Sorry. Bobcats, you know, I mean, they're gonna milk it. They're gonna stall. They're up by two, and here it is, 125. Oh, there's a tip basketball out of bounds. It will stay with Bobcats. 4 seconds tick off, 121. Bobcats will try and milk it as much as they want. They want to stretch it a little bit. Here, Liberty with the trap out top. Deckard will finally get it off to Boyce. Boyce into the corner to Horton. Back to Deckard. He turns it over. Parker Thune goes up. Foul.
Got a chance to put Liberty ahead.
103 to go. Eagles kind of went with a little trap defensively. Yeah, they just kind of jumped the ball. Out top. Yep, Deckard will come out. Nicholson will check back in for the Bobcats. Tie ball game. Still a tie ball game. Rebound taken by Trinkler. Trinkler to Nicholson. In the corner to Horton. Out top, Trinkler spins it to Boyce. Boyce looks to attack. He throws it out top. High post, Belcher. Belcher kicks it into the corner. Here's a three, in and out, no good. And it's going to be Liberty basketball out of bounds with 42 seconds to go.
65-65.
You got three timeouts, Liberty. Thayer's got four. You know, score, get on defense, try to get the lead. Alex Thune will walk it down the floor. Each team has two team fouls. Alex Thune gets it to Ellett. Ellett finds Parker. Parker hands it off to Alex. Down to 18 seconds to go. And there's a foul.
He's going to get a timeout.
Oh, that's a foul. Yeah, Hunter Trickler.
Yeah, Coach Harrell
Trickler
called for a timeout. They got the foul before.
14 seconds to go, tie ball game.
They're not even going to give him the timeout, I guess.
I think he retracted it. Alex Thune to Parker Thune. Now we're down to 10 seconds. Alex looks to make a move. He's going to drive. So it was one out of there.
Off the glass. Timeout there.
Alex Thune puts two defenders. 2.1 seconds remaining. And Liberty takes the lead. Not over yet, folks.
Deny. Deny, deny, deny.
No foul. Well, you got a foul to give, actually.
You got two fouls.
Yeah, you could actually be really aggressive. But
that's why I say you have to deny the inbound.
Yeah.
Full court deny.
I think I would pick them up full court.
Absolutely. You deny the inbounds. That way they have to work whenever they catch it. If they get the ball in, if they catch it on this side of half, on the inbound side of half court,
yeah,
you got 2 seconds to do something with it. You cannot let them throw it, you know, to half court. You got to make them catch it in the backcourt.
Well, Wells is going to go back and guard the rim. And
you got Parker,
Alex,
Carter,
and Cooper. Well, Parker's coming back too.
Yeah, so here's your denial. Don't let the kid have
only
court catch.
You're going to allow him to throw.
And you got Belchers down here deep.
Liberty's going to use the timeout.
Yeah, they're going to try to down screen from the half court guy, down screen for Belchers, to let him come up and catch it at half court.
And shoot. I mean, two seconds.
That right there is what they set up in.
But you got,
you got to catch it back here.
Right.
You can't let him catch it at half court.
Right. Yeah, you got to keep the inbound in the backcourt.
And, you know, you see it on SportsCenter and Facebook and everything else. If they see a three-quarter shot, that it's just meant to be.
Yeah.
But you can't let them catch it at half court and give it.
Right. Well, and again, you can't foul. You cannot, because whoever catches it is probably going to shoot it.
Yeah.
If
you're going to foul, you've got to be a foul before the pass would throw.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost you could let them inbound and then just foul, you know, and let them face guard them and then foul.
But if you do that, all he's got to do is act like he's shooting and he gets to shoot three.
Well, if he's in the back court, so that's still.
I mean, that's Colby James did it up there.
Yep.
Against
all right.
Mountain Grove.
So Liberty's going to go man now.
There it is. Goodness. Great
shot up. Off the mark. Liberty wins 67-65 on the road
A little home cooking. I mean, I've never seen a guy. I mean, I saw Tyus Edney go coast to coast in 4.4, but I just saw a kid go coast to coast in 2.2.
Yeah, they added time to it.
Oh, did they?
They added time.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, and now here's the thing, and you and I can talk a little more freely about it right now because we didn't say anything because we did want to jinx. Liberty came into this game, you know,
right?
But Liberty's game plan, they didn't want to, we didn't see any 1-3-1.
No.
We didn't see any high-low. We didn't see any pick and roll. I mean, Liberty got the win doing really not what we've seen them do all, you know. Well,
yeah.
from after the Alton game, after the Cabal Holiday tournament, you know, Liberty's been a lot of high low stuff, you know, and a lot of penetration dish to the post, or a lot of pick and roll stuff. Liberty didn't do any of that tonight. I know they didn't run a high low at all.
No, they didn't. They did not at all.
And Liberty didn't play 1-3-1 defense.
No.
Liberty didn't show a man-to-man defense. They played 2-3 all night. Now, they did get into their bag of tricks a little bit late in the game with their full court, you know, trap. They did show that. But Liberty comes on the road and just kind of plays. Well, I was talking earlier. What did I say earlier? What would be best for Liberty? If they would just bomb it away from outside and win and not have to really show anything.
Yep.
They did
what they did. They did it.
I mean,
golly, man, these post ball games are killing me right now. But,
yeah,
you know, I mean, we're still coming out on the good end of the stick here. But, you know, going into the district, I mean, Liberty moves to the 24-2.
I'm almost 100% that is a school record. Regular season
win.
24 wins. That is a school record. Liberty is 7-0 in the SCA. They've done that before, but the 24-2 is the best regular season record in the history of Liberty High School.
You know,
pretty doggone impressive. Looking at the scoring, Horton for the Bobcats finishes with 11. Carter Nicholson with 3. Riley White with 1. Keith Combs with 1. Dominic Boyce finishes with 7. Hollis Deckard, 5. The their main scoring threat, you know, Jaden Belcher, and we knew that coming in. He finishes with 26. He had 16 in the first half, 10 in the second half. Liberty kind of changed things up a little bit defensively on him. Hunter Trinkler finishes with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 points in the loss. Bobcats, they fall to 12-12 and 4-3 in conference play. Now for the Liberty Eagles, Parker Toon with 24, Alex Toon with 10, Cooper Holden with 2, Carter Ellett with 3, Paxton Hunter with 9, Blaine Altermat with 6, and 11-13 for Drayton Wells. 67-65, Liberty gets the win, and they move to 24-2, setting the school record with regular season wins. Now you just got it. Now it's a new, now if you're right,
yeah, forget everybody's 0-0 next week.
I mean, enjoy it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy it over the weekend. Enjoy it Monday. Enjoy it Tuesday. But come Thursday, it means nothing at all. But the Bobcats, they're 500 now going into the district tournament. And, again, they will face there on Tuesday night. So, how about that?
Whew.
17 wins in a row.
Yeah.
Now, or 18 wins 18. In a row. 18 wins in a row. That's something I have to look into. That may be another school record right there. But, yeah, we just want the Eagles to keep on winning.
Got
to
keep rolling.
Got to keep rolling. All right. We are wrapping things up for Dylan back in studio. Tyler, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night. See you Thursday night for more Eagle basketball.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9 brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Liberty Eagle Sports presented to you by Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozarks Marketing Company.